This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, it's a Thursday. It's a Thursday afternoon slash morning. Actually.
What afternoon?
Yeah, it's a morning. we're so busy as it is because we've got someone in the studio who's
so full of energy.
Who's so full of energy?
So hyper.
It's a lot of fun. Very well dressed, and I'm really looking forward to talking to him. And I'm not
Me
talking
too.
About Candace. How are you doing, Candy?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Well, you want to introduce our guest?
Of course. I've been stalking our guest for a while.
Wow. Okay.
He's stripping for me. Wow. Okay. Oh, I'm blushing and I'm looking away.
Yeah, I tried not to look away, but I got caught. It's like the Medusa effect. I couldn't stop looking at it.
Because he was doing it so seductively,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and it looked pretty good, though.
He did.
Well.
It's
I was like
practice.
What's going to come off next? I was actually looking forward to it.
So in studio, we are joined by York Zuki. How are you?
How are you doing, York?
Oh, this is awesome to be here on this afternoon.
Gosh, it's awesome to have you. You're really such a bundle of energy. Wow.
Nothing but a couple of doses of Viagra and the coffee.
Oh, is that what it is? Is that the trick, eh? Have the Viagra with the coffee in the morning.
Gosh, I just wish I had a recording ability just before the show to record you two interacting. You've got such an amazing energy.
Oh, yeah? Really?
We've got the social media guru Tamisha here discovering Snapchat for the first time today.
Yes, I know. Like that's a.
And he still failed at it.
Yeah, and I don't even know what to do with it. I don't even know how to. I was just looking for naked pictures.
Oh, are you always looking for naked pictures on Snapchat?
Well, I'm looking for naked pictures generally on social media. There's so much stuff out there. Really. Anyway, apart from being really good looking, what else do you do, York?
Yes.
Well, I frequent hairdressers all the time.
I can see, yeah.
So for those who can't see, obviously.
Amazing head up here.
Yes, bald. I moved to South Africa 7 years ago and fell in love with the country, and I think this is the most exceptional country in the world, having lived in quite a lot of them.
Jeez.
Well, the weather's great. I mean, it certainly beats
Switzerland.
The weather in Switzerland. I'm just saying.
We got taking it personal now.
Oh, no. I don't want to do that because apart from that.
Fine, I'm going to disclose your Panama Papers.
Ooh.
I don't have any money. I don't have enough money to be in the Panama Papers.
That's actually.
I think York would probably be.
Yeah, York would probably
I think
make
you'd
it.
Probably be.
Like, no, but this is a myth. You know, you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You're actually investing everything you have in your businesses. Not you didn't sell your company.
Okay. No.
So
exactly.
The myth that entrepreneurs sit on a wealth, you know, the amount of times you get approached, like, could you invest in our business as well? With debt, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But actually, that's what you see. The first time I met you, you said one of the things that you've done is you've had a lot of businesses come and go. Mm. But that's what you do, really. You help people start up their business, get it going. And you've got a very, let's first talk about that. You've got a very exciting app coming out.
Sure.
Okay, can we talk about that? Then we'll come back to the other stuff.
Well, maybe let me give you a little bit of background. So maybe gives a bit of context.
Okay.
So I was born in Switzerland very briefly.
Okay.
Worked all over the world. For 16 years for large organizations, banks. Last one was Goldman Sachs in London.
Ooh.
And that is the time, you know, Jim O'Neill, who wrote that thing called BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China?
Yes.
So he said, York, you're a shit employee. Why don't you start your own thing? So I said, where? Yeah. What? What do I do? And he says, the world's attention is turning towards Africa.
Huh.
So this is where I came here. And so I became an entrepreneur for the first time in South Africa.
Wow. Okay.
And the vibe of entrepreneurial vibe here, the spirit is unbelievable.
It's pretty much all we've got at
the
moment.
I wanted to say we don't have a choice.
Yeah. But I think people in South Africa are very optimistic about everything.
Yeah.
We had that whole apartheid thing happen and we were very optimistic that we'd get over that. And now that same optimism is going into
entrepreneurship.
Yeah, I suppose economic freedom.
Mm.
It is, and you're right. But at the same time, if you look at the stats, 67% of all people having jobs in South Africa work for SMEs.
Huh.
So
really?
I didn't know that.
Well, you work for me.
Do I work for you?
No, really.
This is the first time I found that out. Jeez.
Okay, I actually work for you.
Pretty much.
That's what I do.
Maybe you should clarify. Do you consider it work?
This is a lot of fun.
Totally.
I guess in the technical sense of the word.
Well, look, I'm going to end up working for Candace, and I'm okay with that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because
out of that, I'm just going to be like her
slave.
I can
confirm that.
Yeah.
It does look like it.
Yeah. But she's the smart one in the group.
Totally.
Stop it, guys.
And I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that.
Are you the looks? You're the looks of the operation.
This is the century of women.
I am.
Woman in power, suffragism.
Exactly.
If more countries were led by women, I think we'd be in good shape.
We'd be in great shape. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with being the trophy like guy in the corner. I don't even have to be the trophy boyfriend, trophy husband.
Just a trophy guy.
Just every now and again, feed me, let me drive your car, and that's it.
That's all you need.
Have a place
to
sleep.
Because, I mean, even trophy people just generally want more than that. I'm just
no,
saying.
No, 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 that's
as
all
a
I need.
Woman.
I'm easy like that. I've always been easy. I always said I was easy. I never lied to anyone. Just need a place to sleep.
A place to lay your head.
A place to lay in general, and my head as well.
God, I wish everybody could see the energy you two have. It's unbelievable.
There's a lot of attraction here, isn't there?
What?
She denies it a lot. But
you too, you have entrepreneurial energy somehow.
Me?
Yeah.
Is it? No, I don't know about
what
him.
Do you mean?
I mean, what?
You don't have entrepreneurial energy?
Of course. Mm-hmm. No, I just didn't think it was so visible to the world.
It's like, anyway.
But
like
if you could, would you want to start your own business?
I would.
What would you do?
I just wouldn't know where to start.
Why?
You know, because I really just wouldn't know like where to start, what to do. Yeah, I'm a blogger, I'm a writer, I'm a radio host, and I'm a speaker.
Yeah.
So I just wouldn't know like what I should do that is tangible.
But this is, you hit a good point. So I chaired some government funds in South Africa to help entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And sometimes one gets bogged down when you have this big idea of what you want to start a multi-billion dollar business. And you kind of go, okay, and tomorrow morning, what do I do?
Yeah. Where do I start?
Yeah. And sometimes it's kind of saying, forget about the billion dollar. Just start something tomorrow morning. Fake a website of your product, service, whatever you want to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Fake it.
What?
See how the market reacts to it.
Oh, yes. I like that.
I really hope you guys are listening. This is like, York is dropping gems here. He really is.
Seriously. Yeah.
Totally. Candace was telling me about the number of brothels that she wants to open up in Johannesburg.
That was not for air.
She'd be very unsuccessful. Oh, sorry. She'd be really crap at that.
Yeah, but the problem is her market penetration strategy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She's going to encounter some stiff competition around the block. If it's sorry, it's a bit of cock up here.
Candace is passed out on the floor. She can't deal.
Breathtaking. Right.
Wow.
She really wasn't expecting that.
I was not prepared.
It's like she got smacked on the forehead with the large, and she wasn't really expecting
that. That's nasty. Come on.
What did I do to myself? Wow. I was so excited. I was going to have like two good looking guys in studio and I was just going to perv.
Bad idea.
No. That last sentence, by the way, my dear listener, it means that Candace needs glasses.
No, like there's just two of us.
No, two of us. I'm talking about me, not about you.
Do you see anyone else here? I don't know.
You look charisma like above a bucket load. And what about you? You started, you've been involved or are looking.
Well, I'm involved in a couple of businesses. Actually, after this, I'm going to go to the south and try and finish off.
Is your passport in order?
Yeah, no.
It's like a journey.
Yo, it's a journey. And also, not only my passport, do I have a loaded weapon in my car. But no.
Is that in light of a discussion we just had? Is there?
No, just because it's the south.
Loaded
it's
weapon.
Like you always have to.
You have to be
I know about that loaded weapon, that other one. Yeah. But
no.
I'm trying to get
Don't
past that.
Don't forget Snapchat.
I'm trying to get past that with Candace. We're trying to keep it professional. You know what I mean?
What brought your entrepreneurial spirit out? What made you decide to pursue it?
I really like expensive German cars. And I'm a terrible thief. I'm a terrible thief. So I thought maybe I should just go into business.
That is
okay.
Terrible.
Knowing to meet you a little bit from a coffee we had, a couple of months ago, complete and utter balderdash.
Yeah,
but
you tell them. You tell me why you think I went into business, because I'm actually quite confused at the moment.
Yeah. Tell me where the energy comes from, because you've got a passion for wanting to improve the world.
Yes, I do. I mean, I love new stuff, you know, and I want to be part of a team that makes stuff. And I also want to be part of a team that changes this country and gives people hope that you can do anything that you put your mind to.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like I have to prove it first so that people will believe it when I tell them, which is actually the hard part. Mm. You have to start something.
So awesome. And you represent, I think, and forgive me for speaking as a foreigner now, mm-hmm. as a guest in this country.
No, yeah.
Is to me, the sun shines into people's hearts here.
Oh, yeah.
Not that the delivery is always efficient.
Yes.
No, definitely.
But like what you just said, it's so beautiful. In most countries, you get just a survival mentality or an improvement 0.2% in business processes.
Okay.
And here you're going, listen, we can actually do much more to help others. Isn't that, at the end of the day, what an entrepreneur is?
I suppose it is, hey? And I think we have that energy when it comes to entrepreneurs. I think what's difficult a lot of the times is people, when it comes to their dreams and what they want to do to help others, they kind of forget that that's what they came into, because they realize I need help myself.
Yeah.
And sometimes being caught up in the I need help myself
becomes survival.
Mm-hmm. But if you just keep thinking, just wake up and every day do something, you'll get there. That's what I think.
Mm. And it's totally better. And I think with anything in life, sometimes break it down to something practical. Do one or two things every day towards it.
That's it, huh?
And it's an attitude, entrepreneurship. It's not a job.
It is. But do you think everyone, because there's that argument, are entrepreneurs built or are they created? I mean, are they created or are they born? Is that correct?
That's a good one.
Yes.
But actually, there's an adaptation to that.
Okay.
My gut feel is entrepreneurs are neither born nor made. Entrepreneurs are panel beaten.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice. I like that. Yeah, yeah.
I spent a lot of time making sure that's under 140 characters for Twitter.
you did a great job.
It hasn't caught the viral thing yet.
Send it to me.
I'll
pretend it was mine. Like, I just came up with it. Like, yeah, that's how I think every day.
That was not the point. Not to steal it.
Yes.
To give credit. But that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Because it's entrepreneurship, I think, in a lot of ways, challenges your core as a human being. And I think that's where a lot of people fall short, because you think, you know, you hit those bumps along the road.
Sure.
And people are like, no, no, no. And then eventually you're just like, okay, I'm done, you know. So what keeps you going? What keeps someone motivated to keep going when everything tells them that they should stop?
Do you do any sports?
I do.
Which ones?
Well, I used to run. I used to be a
So when
athlete.
I say do sports and used to run, you do. I mean, you're skinny as hell and fit as hell. For anybody who wants to purr, this is one unbelievable good-looking woman.
Thank you.
A little bit. She's not bad.
Let me bask in the compliment.
No, but seriously, what sport? So running.
Yes, I used to run. I'm in gym.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Did you play basketball?
I didn't. I'm not even that tall.
Wow.
No, but I'm just asking, did you play any ball sports? not like your mind.
No. I always take care of ball sports. Yeah.
But when you were running and you had a bad day, when you weren't running the time that you wanted or you fell or something, did you give up?
No.
Why?
No. Well, it's just that spirit within you, right? You just want to improve, and you understand that you have bad days and good days.
Isn't that entrepreneurship? Isn't that running a business?
That's really it.
That's a really good analogy.
Mm. And I don't know why we think that entrepreneurship is some weird wild beast. Entrepreneurship is about improving something in front of you.
Okay. Hopefully making sales while you're at it, right?
Well,
making
you have to make a profit.
A profit more than just like revenue.
Mm.
Most businesses don't make a profit, and that's okay. I don't think most
businesses initially,
should.
Right?
You
no, they really. Should. You nah. should make a pro- No, why are you working if you're not making a profit? Because then it means your product.
You hit the wrong nerve. You're totally right. And I personally think profit is the only thing that counts.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a big profit.
Yeah. But it needs to show that people want your product.
You
right?
keep that profit as low as possible, because SARS is looking at your profit. But they don't look at
you. You just seem like you're dodging the tax, man.
The German car guy.
I am not dodging the tax, man. If there's anyone from SARS listening, I'm not dodging you. As you know, I'm up to date with everything. You've seen my books.
Is that cash under your table? Is that cash under your table?
Yes, I always keep cash under the table. It's very important.
He carries cash in like a little briefcase.
But you raise an interesting point. And it's actually, you know, when you start a business, is it a hobby or is it a business? And it's absolutely. If you're not making money, it is a hobby.
Yes.
And you're not Uber that can raise $3.5 billion now. They just raised another $3.5 billion to keep expanding.
That's how? Ridiculous.
From where?
I think it was a Saudi sovereign fund.
Oh, okay.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy.
You see, that's another type of entrepreneur, though. The entrepreneurs who kind of are able to raise money all the time, but they don't really ever make a profit either.
Mm.
You know, you could call it disruption and call it and so forth. And there are also the social entrepreneurs who do the same. You know, the guys and the girls who do unbelievable work.
NGOs.
And the amazing little clinics and orphanages and all that. They are doing something which doesn't actually really make money.
Yeah.
But the value they provide to society is unbelievable. So.
And it can be measured. You know, and it can be measured, because I feel like in a normal business, to measure your sustainability, number one, and to measure what kind of impact you're making, profit would tell you. Because if people are purchasing your product and supporting your business, it's telling you that, okay, I need to keep doing this. If people aren't supporting you, then well,
I believe that we misunderstand what profit is, actually, because we're driven by this word called profit. But actually, what makes a business work is when you're getting sales, right?
Yes.
And that's more your turnover. And just making sure that your profit is basically making sure that your expenses are less than that turnover.
Precisely.
Correct?
Yes.
But then, what do you use your turnover for? You use your turnover to pay your expenses. Mm-hmm. You use your turnover to pay your salaries. You use your turnover for costs of production and things like that. Now, in business, we mustn't get, I think, especially in South Africa, too caught up with this profit.
Oh,
because
okay.
every year
don't chase
we're pushing
profit.
Up profits.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, don't chase profits. Okay. Because what ends up happening is every year you hear how the costs of production in this country are too high.
Yes,
and
yes,
what
yes.
do the accountants do? First thing, yeah. when they want to lower cost of production, they lower the number of people who work at a company or a business, or they lower their salaries.
Yes.
But they never lower their executive salary or the bonuses. So that's why I'm like, the profit thing. Accountants, please, we've heard, we know, okay? But real business people understand that you are here to make a difference, not create a business that one day will employ less people and pay them less.
But okay, there are good things happening. I had a meeting on Sunday evening with two guys from Indonesia who are investing $250 million in a company with multiple mines in sub-Saharan Africa.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they said, off a record, which not good here now.
Yeah, off the record.
Off the record, on
okay,
the record.
It wasn't Indonesia. It was
it was like Phuket or something. Okay. Yeah. One of those places.
And they said they refuse to fire a single person. All they want to do is see if there's other ways that they can turn around the operations.
That's great.
And they have a track record of doing that. So I think you're right. You actually hit the nail on the head. Going back to what Candace was saying about measuring profit, money. Mm. Maybe there's a new currency, impact currency.
Yes.
I think there should be an impact currency as opposed to be a profit currency. Because profit is just what the accountants decided we made this year. Because you can actually mess around with that. And every year I get my accountant to do that. It's like what
profit margin.
Fun.
To mess around with your profit margin.
Yeah, because you decide, no, actually we made this much profit this year or we made none.
Because you increase your expenses. Like, is that how you'd crook the books?
Well, if you're SARS, please do audit them.
This is all hypothetical.
All hypothetical.
Don't ask me like this is what I'm doing. I'm saying this is what one could
speaking.
Do. No, but this is what one could do. And in a larger corporation, it's that's it exactly. You either increase your expenses or you lower your expenses. That's simple.
Okay.
Things like depreciation. Suddenly your brand new car depreciated by a lot more.
No, but is that a business expense? Because if a car.
I can't believe I'm on Cliff Central talking about what is expensive. You wouldn't have any charge a SARS code for expanding certain items in the balance.
Well, if you bought the cars through the business,
no.
they have to be.
Don't forget depreciation.
All assets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget depreciation. I'm trying to make us as boring as possible. Now.
No,
how did we go from the exciting entrepreneurial fire that's burning in South Africa to SARS?
Shut up. I'm not cooking the books. And this is really exciting. This is the best part of being an entrepreneur, people.
No, but having money. Is that it?
No,
having money and knowing what to do with it.
No, I think it's making a difference.
That's exactly it. I don't actually think anybody really quits their job for the money part.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
definitely.
That's true.
Because money is not actually a driving factor. Isn't that the problem with life? That you think when you don't have money, you think that, oh my gosh.
If I had a German car.
When I have a German car and a big house and whatever, then I'll be happy.
Yeah, and you'll
then
be happy for 6 months.
You will. And then you look at who's giving you all of this. I'm kidding.
Yeah. No, but
or
you're
the
just
job
to it.
Or whatever. And then you're just
listen,
like, no.
Guys.
It becomes like A. It becomes normal because it doesn't bring you the happiness you thought it would.
Yeah, I suppose.
Aren't you used to your car by now? Don't you look at other cars on the road like, I wish I had that instead of this?
You should see his smile now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But generally, I enjoy like my cars.
But
really
it doesn't. But the first 6 months or so of having your car was the best time of having your car. After that, it was just like you were used to having your car.
Really.
It didn't like get your heart racing every
it
time
does.
You walk to your car.
It does every time I.
That's weird.
But
I drive it really fast. It makes me very happy.
You know, that's actually an interesting point. Yeah. So I often get asked, why do I love South Africa so much? And why do I see so many opportunities when there's so much media press and doom and gloom kind of thing? And I say, it's almost like a relationship. Are you two in relationships?
A business one, yeah.
I'm very single.
Oh, you mean like, are we together?
Ladies and gentlemen,
no, we're not together.
We have a statement to make.
Individual relationships.
We have a single, beautiful lady sitting
thank
here.
You.
If you want to follow her.
York, I've been doing that every week now. I don't know
nothing.
If anyone's even on Twitter at this point. I don't know if anyone really listens.
They're so sick of my singleness.
Go to her Snapchat account. There's naked pictures of her.
Yeah,
that should increase traffic.
That
it was
so.
One.
What is your
no, I'm
Snapchat?
Kidding.
What's your Snapchat account?
Candace Mama Snapchat.
Ooh.
Mama.
Okay, yes, you were still making
an
analogy
H-O-T
relationships.
In the middle?
Yeah. Yeah, what? Want to put it in the middle of what?
H-O-T. Candace.
Oh, yeah. Hot mama. Yeah, I like that.
sorry. That's terrible.
Oh, thank you.
How to get blacklisted from a radio show. or non-radio show, pardon. But it goes back
and
to this.
Radio.
And this is exactly the thing. When you're in a relationship, for a while you love your partner and everything. And
everything
after a while,
they do is amazing.
Totally. And after a while, you take them for granted. And this is where sometimes a foreign, an outsider, comes and says and sees opportunities. I was in Tembisa. Unbelievable entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the guy says, listen, next time you walk from home to wherever, to the taxi rank, and there's rubbish on the side of a street, can't you make that a business opportunity? So it's just about sometimes just opening your eyes again. It's not about necessarily traveling to new lands. It's just seeing things with different
eyes. But how would you do that, actually? How would you turn that into a business, Jörg?
Okay, that was a bit of a toughie one.
No, I say that because a lot of people say things like there's entrepreneurial opportunities everywhere.
Okay.
And you think, okay, are there really? And I think there are, but I think a lot of it is, who do you get to pay for that?
Okay, so I'll come. Because that's let's talk about your Cliff Central studio here.
Okay.
So I walk in and I look up into the hall, the entrance hall that they have here. Beautiful, very spacious. Probably used to be a BDSM cage once. so it's got these metal bars at the top.
I don't know how you know that.
Where you can hang things.
Yeah.
So now if I was an entrepreneur and I came here, I would say, you know what? I'm going to go to an art gallery. You've got a lot of guests here. Mm. Hang stuff up. And for every sale, I get 5% or something.
Huh.
Mm. You know, or if you walk from the taxi rank to your home and you see little gardens or something, but it requires you knocking on the door and saying, listen, can I clean your garden once a month? Can I redo the wall? Or can I fix it up? I can do it cheaper than anybody else. So I'm not talking multi-billion rand business.
No, of course not.
But I'm talking opportunities.
But
go ahead.
I think sometimes people's pride stops them from seeing those kind of opportunities, right?
I totally
agree. Glamorous title.
We want the multi-million dollars.
Exactly. And you want to build towards that multi-million dollar thing.
We want the tender for cleaning the whole township.
Yes. And I think sometimes that's the barrier to success because we see these things and we're like, oh, someone else will do it. You
totally.
Know? Someone below me financially, you know,
but
will
I think
do
that,
it.
What you just mentioned now is so important for us to remember because the opportunities are there, and a country like South Africa actually needs more people doing exactly what you just suggested than trying to get the multi-million rand tenders.
Yeah.
You know, if there were like 50 people doing other people's gardens in that particular area, there'd be 50 people eating and their families.
Oh, yeah.
More than just one person trying to get a big tender. Sorry.
That's SARS, by the way. For
me. Yeah, I know. I'm like, SARS is already calling him.
They're calling Candace.
To snitch on you.
Oh, no, they never snitch
and,
on me.
And they want York to like testify to the money under the table.
Candace has a cover for her phone, which is essentially a pussycat.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Sorry.
This show is going places today. We can never
podcast
this.
I was never prepared for this. I'm like, what is happening?
It's shiny.
Candace was so excited when she invited you onto the show. And now I think she's probably thinking, this is the biggest mistake I've ever made in my life.
But
or not. Or
I'm
not.
Putting it away. Just,
let me see your pussycat.
No.
I've always wanted to see it. You know that.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, but talking about that, you know, it's exactly that. The opportunities are everywhere. But we are kind of, you know, and this is advice I would give to any young or starting entrepreneur.
Okay.
The headaches that you get with building a big business are substantial. Focus sometimes on a small one-person show, little business that pays the bills, where you can make a little money at the end of the month, and you're a happy life. The moment you start growing, it changes the dynamics of your lifestyle. It changes very much the responsibilities and the stresses you deal with.
Mm. Isn't that the case, though? I mean, a lot of people want a big multi-million dollar business, but actually the stresses that come with that are actually quite huge. Now you've got HR that you have to set up, you've got legal, you've got accounting, you've got all these separate departments that you totally have to set up in a business where it started off as with you making all those decisions.
Yeah.
And even in terms of accountability and what you can or cannot do with that business, suddenly you can't just decide, well, I'm giving myself a raise and a bonus this year because you start a business and you lose that business. It's no longer in your control.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is why, look, entrepreneurship is a very individual journey.
Mm.
So what you can, are going to do one day or going to create with, whether it's your blogging and writing platform for joggers who used to play basketball or whatever you're not. It's a very individual journey. Yeah. So you can listen around and get advice. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you got to make decisions. And my advice is start small, build a little business, make a little bit of money, because getting funding is incredibly hard in South Africa.
Yes.
That's the hardest thing about it, isn't it? I think that's the challenge that a lot of entrepreneurs have in South Africa, where they're like, I've got this great idea,
but
and
I don't know
to
how
expand,
to finance it.
I can't finance it. I can't get the financing. I can't get the funding.
But I would argue that's actually the biggest blessing you can have as an entrepreneur.
Oh, really?
Because, for example, I came with a bit of savings from my years of working, and I started a number of businesses, and I screwed them up. And the reason I screwed them up, I was lazy. You know, if somebody was sending me an invoice for 35,000 when maybe the value of that invoice should be 10,000, I was paying 35,000.
Oh, goodness.
So I was wasting money, and I was saying, I'll do it next week. I wasn't, there wasn't that hunger and that dynamic to say, okay, I'm developing. You talked about the app that, or the software that we just launched.
Yes.
Well, hold on. If I had a lot of money, I would do 100 features, which 99 nobody would use. I've got limited or scarce resources, I'm saying, okay, what is the one thing that people really, really want?
I love that.
I see.
Seeing and a blessing in the the disappointment.
Exactly. And I think that's the thing, right? Because a lot of people, and I myself as an entrepreneur, have decided that a lot of the things that stop us from getting our businesses off the ground is we're waiting for someone to give us that funding.
Totally.
As opposed to cultivating a market. Because you either have the funding or you have the market.
Yeah.
But that actually leads me to something else that you do. You are a big fan of networking.
Child trafficking?
Don't say that!
Money laundering? Gun running? Stolen cars?
Okay, so I'll take over for you. So you don't get arrested after the show.
I'm not allowed to say that on radio.
Oh my gosh.
But I thought this was unradio, uncensored.
I don't know. I just feel like you might get arrested. Now and I don't want that on my conscience.
Tamar actually warned me not to say certain things.
We've got SARS listening now. We've got the SAPS listening now.
I know. I'm just like, I feel like I'm the only one who's going to get out here alive. You two are screwed.
No ways. I'm with you, Candace.
No, so another big thing that you enjoy doing is networking. And I always see you post these things about how people need to network. So discuss that a little bit more for us.
Okay. And that was, did we just get a warning for my mention of
Saps is like calling us. I'm like, take
it
off. No, I'm kidding.
So networking. So here's my contention.
Yes.
And I generalize, of course, because Africa is not a country.
Yeah.
But there are unbelievable human beings doing incredible things on the ground. The problem is how the hell do you find them? And so my biggest contention is you could have the gentleman sitting there who's working on the most incredible things, 100 times more interesting than York, which
is
not difficult. but because you don't talk to them, because you walk past them, you'll never know what they do. They might just have a solution for your future business or your current business challenge.
Okay, but you don't just go up to random people, right? You don't like see me sitting alone in a coffee shop and you're just like, hey,
how you doing?
But
how
why not? Doing? Why not? You know that joke?
I'm a woman. I could get stolen or kidnapped or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That could actually provide an issue. But think of a rating upgrade that you'll get through that. You know, my co-host was kidnapped.
That is actually not a bad idea.
Bring back our host.
This might happen. Bring back our host.
Hashtag.
It'll be a 4-week campaign.
Yeah.
Stop this. It's okay. I don't want to get kidnapped.
We'll only hold you like, which hotel do you like? We'll hold you at
the address of Cliff Central is easy to find on Google Maps. She will be leaving the office in about 35 minutes.
Yeah. Otherwise, just call
She's driving
me.
And on the
Stop it.
Car.
Stop it.
She has a green hair, actually.
Yeah, she's a black woman with green hair. Not
Which
hard
is,
to miss.
Sight
not hard
to behold,
to
my dear friends.
So you know, I always wanted to ask Candace this with the green hair.
Oh, my
so,
God.
Well, what is it with the green hair? It's beautiful,
rugs,
but what is it?
Do the rugs match the curtains?
Yeah. Would you like disappear when you pass a tree? Sorry, that was terrible. No, she looks good. Okay, I mean, she really looks good.
But we're talking about business, guys. Let's keep it together.
Yeah, I don't know how we got to.
Please come back next week.
I don't know. I'm reconsidering.
York won't be here. I'd be a totally different person.
I'd be in jail for that word that I can't
Don't use it again, please. Don't say it again.
Please don't say it again. No, but seriously. You're
okay,
saying,
so you were saying that you walk up to random people.
No, we're talking about walking up to random people and asking. So what do you do?
And I'm saying for a woman, that can be intimidating.
Totally.
Because, I mean, if I walked up to a guy, automatically the first thing he's thinking
he's
is...
Not, you're not doing
it's
business.
It's not business.
Or
unless
business.
It is...
He's like, okay, you know? So how much really?
So how would a woman do it? How would a woman approach someone? Just
go to other
there?
Women first, for a start.
Well, I mean, you mustn't ask a guy how a woman should do it. I mean, you just walk up to a guy and slap him on his buttocks.
That would work.
It's an icebreaker.
I don't know, because if he's married or something, you might just end up
We always get caught up with this whole married thing, you know, in this country. We're so afraid of it. Like, marriage is not...
Like, there's nothing scarier than an angry wife. Like, I think...
That's true.
I mean, I could convince a serial killer not to kill me quicker than I could convince an angry wife not to kill me.
That's true.
I'm just saying, so.
That's true.
And that is actually speaks a lot about entrepreneurship emotions. My wife gets so addicted to hope.
Yeah.
But I love how that tied in.
But on the networking side, you know what I think, and obviously a generalization, but I think the world is moving towards capturing opportunities.
Okay.
So it's saying, you know what, we all want to do something. We all are stuck in our little ecosystem with the networks that we have, which are static.
Okay.
And we from time to time meet somebody new. But nobody says, so you're sitting in a coffee shop. No, so you were doing a Skype call, overheard, please forgive me, I've overheard that you were talking about Ghana opportunities in renewable energy.
Yeah.
What is it that you do? I'm interested because I once attended a seminar or something.
Oh, okay.
So just start the ball rolling. And it may not that you end up doing business with that person. It's unlikely.
Yeah.
But maybe they know somebody who is interested to meet them.
That's very cool.
And this is a culture. It's an unbelievable networking culture. In Europe, if you knock on a CEO's door, the likelihood is that you've got 12 gatekeepers.
Okay. Mm.
Here, I mean, when I came to South Africa, okay, I made a mistake of saying I was an investor.
No.
Yeah, then they'd be interested in hearing what you have to say.
Oh,
especially an investor from Switzerland.
It's like, they thought really big money. I was coming with savings. You know, I had enough money to live off the savings, but not to.
Yeah.
And I remember I got offered.
Small country.
From Guinea-Bissau, wonderful guys, in a sort of a holiday inn, you know, these dark leather couches in the reception. So we were chatting and they're asking me to invest in an island off the coast of Guinea-Bissau, which is, they say they want to turn into the world's preeminent holiday resort. Now, the only problem is the island is flooded every day. It's got shark-infested water and it's got malaria.
Oh, my gosh. Woo!
So. It's like Jaws and so many other things.
It's a marketing exerciser.
No. So
a call.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't. Someone's on a call.
Tamar, put down the phone.
No. Wow. I was going to be like, who is that?
How did you get around that? Because those guys don't mess around, eh? If you don't invest when you said you would, you might end up in a jail in Guinea-Bissau.
That is why I told them my name was Tumisha.
Oh. They won't get me from here.
They were like, wait, what? Yeah.
No, but you know, it's about networking. It's about opportunities are everywhere. You know, follow on Twitter somebody who's doing something. Follow a banker.
It's difficult, wouldn't it? Like, because, I mean, if I'd randomly tweet someone something, the likelihood of them seeing it is like...
But that's why you do it directly to Tumisha and say, Tumisha, the show that you had, or for example, you tweet me and you say, York, very interesting what you're doing in that and better space. Yeah. Would love to have a coffee with you next time
like
in Johannesburg.
I did with you.
Or with
like
you,
like
or with Tumisha.
I stalked you on Facebook
first. That's what you did.
And then I was like, please, can you come on our show? You see? So it was a game plan. That was me networking.
Okay.
You know, I'm still suspicious if there's like a candid camera thingy here. But I do agree with you that as a lady, there's still a lot more uphill challenges from a perception perspective than from a guy. And I think, but that's all over the world, depending on different societies.
Yeah.
I think it's horrible. I think it's disgusting. I think women are far better networkers than men are.
I think so. And because women can start a conversation either with other women or other men or whoever very quickly and very easily. Mm. And they don't have that issue that men have.
Ego.
Which is exactly. How do you know?
Yeah, no, men have egos.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is size important?
Ego-wise. Size is very important.
Yeah. I find that actually a man with a smaller ego is actually better. I find that they tend to be better humans and people. I'm just saying.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
This is where we have to agree, but we wouldn't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like to have a small.
No, me neither.
I know your ego's like, whoa.
But you know, it goes down to something else about entrepreneurs. Yes. And I think when you start as a business, the business is bullshit.
Okay.
It's actually you.
So yeah,
if I do business with you, I believe in Tumisha. When we talked, I mean, there's a light and a passion which just shines through. He could have told me anything. He could have told me about his marijuana businesses in Mozambique.
Actually, that's something I'm going to start soon. We should talk.
Well, actually, there is a farm coming up for legal marijuana endorsed by John Hopkins University.
Oh, really?
Is it?
They have about 18,000 applications for jobs.
Is it? I don't want to have a job there. I want to be the owner of that farmer, or at least I want to branch out because medical grade marijuana is the next big thing, guys. It's where we're going. pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, I've never taken like drugs in my life.
That. Me neither. You and I together.
It's not about actual drugs.
This is where the third person was supposed to say, me neither. Yeah.
Okay, he's like, anyway, so as far as drugs go.
Yeah, anyway. So you've had coffee, right?
That's not weed. No, it's not weed. It's like saying, oh my gosh, I'm addicted to food. We know you can stop eating. But like, you know, there's some real
crazy stuff. But can you really actually stop eating? Because you can't really stop eating.
I can't, but I've got a disease.
You can stop taking drugs. You can live without drugs, but you can't live without food.
No, but healthy food. It's like a difference, you know, like.
Nonetheless.
Addictive. The delicious food is not as like.
If anyone's listening out there.
We have no idea where we're going with this.
just take a listen. If you are, and if you've ever like.
There's a really intelligent point at the end of us.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, if you just let me. The world and where it's going, okay? When it comes to, I'd say even pharmaceuticals in general.
Yes.
Marijuana is the next big thing. It's
of
the
course,
gold
yeah.
out there. Don't start just whatever. Don't grow whatever. Like, grow the good stuff. Go and get the good seeds.
No, but don't start now. No, don't start now. You're going to go to prison. You can't just be growing marijuana.
Now. You can.
No, you know it's you illegal, can. Right? You want our
know.
Listeners to get arrested?
I don't know if it's illegal.
It's illegal.
I believe that in some places.
If you are in possession of more than a certain amount of marijuana,
well,
you will
go. The SARS official is getting writing cramps from all the notes he's taking out of this meeting.
He's like, first there was a tax evasion. Now there's marijuana growing.
And then some sort of trafficking somewhere.
Yeah,
like it's just, the show's just gone somewhere.
Yeah, but thanks, York. It We've been good what, so far until you came on the show.
What Tamisha was saying about the relationships.
Yes.
Women are inherently brilliant at building a trust base.
Oh, true. And we're less intimidating.
I don't know if it's intimidation
side.
You
are intimidating.
You're empathic. You listen. Mm. You actually listen and try to understand the motivation of a human being.
Oh, yeah.
Where we are trying to go for the kill. I don't know if it's genetically hardwired.
Yeah, it is.
Probably.
But so from a man to man, it's easy to chat to. But from a relationship and building, and this is another thing. We talked about funding for entrepreneurs. The official channels of funding, the Innovation Hub, the IDC, and so forth.
Yes.
There's a lot of them. So please, if you also you can tweet on me and I'll guide you to
it's
the right
at
place.
YZP, by the way. But York Zuki on Twitter.
So the funding, I'll gladly introduce you or direct you in the right directions. Mm. But the best funding possible is build a relationship with a potential buyer of your products and services.
Mm.
Because they might actually fund you. They might not put 10 million rand on the table.
Yes.
But you say, listen, I've got covers for iPhones. Mm. So build a relationship with, I don't know who distributes iPhones in South Africa.
Mm.
Build a relationship with them.
Vodacom. MTN.
Or MTN.
Apple Store.
Cell C.
Oh, I forgot about those guys. Yeah. Those guys, they're
still in business.
Oh, but okay. You get my point. Sometimes entrepreneurship is, the other alternative is intrapreneurship, to build a company within a large organization.
Hmm.
That means you don't have to have offices or you don't have to spend a lot of resources.
Wow.
This is why I just going out on your own and doing, how do you do this on radio?
Oh, yes. It's like covered
with your ideas.
Everything, yes.
Yeah, when you're protective
holding,
of your ideas.
Holding everything, yeah. Protecting.
Share your idea. Somebody's going to copy it. Who cares? Go out.
Because I think that's people's biggest fear, that what if I share this brilliant mastermind of an idea and someone steals it? But the problem is, ideas don't make money. People do.
But I'll build on that. Go to the CSR in Pretoria.
She's not just a pretty face, eh? Hmm? So she's not just a pretty face. Where did you get that one? You just make it up
right
now?
I made it up right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
There's lots of love. But if you go to Pretoria, there's a CSR, which is a National Research Laboratories. Mm-hmm. They have a patenting office. You as an entrepreneur can walk in there and research 10 million patented ideas. And against license fees, you can take that idea and go make it a business. So if you're struggling for technology solution, but it builds on what you said.
I don't know that.
Ideas are worth nothing.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And I like the CSIR. I'm going to go hang out there more. I really think that they're doing an amazing
thing.
That's
brilliant.
Totally. They even have a blog site where they list the patents that are available.
Oh my goodness.
As entrepreneurs. We're the ones that are not confidential from the army or stuff like that.
Okay.
From the Gupta family.
I can't believe this guy. So thanks for that information.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I go there every now and again, but I'm
I'll give you another example.
WITS
University?
Yes.
Okay.
WITS Professional Hub or Development Hub.
Mm-hmm.
Just down the corner here, they do the same thing with WITS University patents and entrepreneurs. They're unbelievable scientists, PhD students.
Wow.
But the problem is they are technical. When I say problem, and I'm dismissing half of them.
Yes, yes.
But they are brilliant, brilliant guys and girls with brilliant ideas, but no history of business. Now, why don't we partner up with people who have ideas and say, you know what, Dumisha, you had this brilliant idea for a hair growing product, whatever. You know what? I've got two hair salons. I don't have a chain of 200. Why don't we partner up?
Yes,
I like
but
that.
we can always implement, because they are the people who do. And you can be the person who implements.
That's exactly it.
And that's what it is to be an entrepreneur, actually. You're just someone who implements. You don't
and
have to have the best ideas.
Utilizing resources to the best of your capabilities.
Why reinvent
right?
the wheel?
Exactly. And I think that's what all of us try and do. We try and come up with this incredible idea and this incredible thing that's never been heard of or seen. Yeah. And then we fail on execution because it never comes out like you thought it would.
Totally.
It never does.
It never.
I can give you a personal experience. Now, I failed 7 businesses. And some of them were substantial, the operations across Africa. Mm. The last one we started with my business partner, Anke from Germany.
Yes.
We started this app that you were talking about. We have a Tinder for businesses.
Oh, yes.
And in August, Tamara and I are going on a 2-year Africa trip to help promote integration and collaboration amongst entrepreneurs all over the continent. But when we started this business 9 months ago, roughly,
yes,
the idea of what this was going to do is completely different from the reality that it is today.
Huh.
So that's why you're right. Sometimes just start something. Try to make it. Narrow it down to what people want and get constant. We release a new version every 3 weeks.
Wow.
Just because, based on feedback. So the moment we released the version, we got new users signing up. I personally phoned them and say, what did you like? What didn't you like? Was it useful? What do you understand of how it works?
That's awesome.
And then we change it and adapt it. And that's, unless you're Uber. Well,
and how do people sign up to this? Because this is fascinating. This is incredible.
So it's free of charge. It's our way of giving back.
Okay.
And it's basically saying, well, Candace, you started a business. You are growing little green fake trees in the corner of Cliff Central offices. They can afford real trees, by the way.
Those are great fake trees. I love
fake
trees.
And Mitch has a color of your hair.
And as I look at the fake tree and Candace's hair, it's like one thing.
It brings out the eyes.
Oh my gosh, stop it.
But anyway, actually, let's go into that fake tree manufacturing thing, because I think a lot of people in a lot of offices would probably want fake trees.
So, Candace manufactures fake trees, and she's a great fake tree ambassador. Sounds
York
wrong.
Didn't really feel that business. But anyway,
It's like a tagline of hell.
Okay. So
branching off.
Yeah, branching off into fake trees.
Settle down your roots. Turn over a new leaf.
So it did not stop. I was not ready.
Yeah. Okay.
The punishment is getting to us. But so going back to something slightly less painful. You produce amazing trees, but you don't have a marketing budget to let everybody around South Africa or Africa know that you produce these trees.
Okay.
Tumisha, here at Cliff Central, is actually looking for 6 new trees. So what we do is we say, okay, come onto the platform. It's completely free of charge. There's no monetization element to it.
Okay.
Post the fact that you're looking for that you have trees, not advertising, and you're looking for distribution partners in Ghana, in Zambia, in the Western Cape.
That is amazing.
Or that you're looking for interior decorators to work together on a tender or something. Tumisha's an interior decorator. Before we actually post this in front of his eyes and say, you might be interested in this opportunity.
Mm.
Like Tinder, you swipe left, swipe right. And when you decide to go to each other, you meet for a coffee, you slap him on the buttocks, and then you're in business.
Okay. But here's the thing. It's important for you to make money. How do you make money out of that?
So, look, in part, this is my giving back.
Okay.
And it's to say, listen, how can we help as many entrepreneurs as humanly possible?
Okay.
Probably what will happen 12, 18 months down the line is we'll introduce a freemium model where we say, look, the matching is free, but you've never done business with him. So would you like a background check? Would you like a credit check with this company?
Nice. Yes.
So click here for 250 Rand background check.
Oh, awesome. That's good.
And we may get 10 Rand out of it or something. So it'll be something where it can allow us to sustain the rollout on an international level.
That's incredible.
But this is, to me, the future.
And
this
you're on Twitter. Things. Yes.
How many people in Africa do you follow from each country?
Oh my gosh, barely any.
I
follow like a lot of South Africans.
Yes.
But that's it. I don't follow anyone.
But isn't perspective about following people you would not normally converse to?
That is so
Isn't
true.
That why you have this show?
I'm going to like go and follow everyone.
I hadn't thought about it that way, to
Me
be honest
neither.
With you. I was just like
Me
following
neither.
People I thought were either attractive or like they like the same things I like. That was like really it. I'm very shallow sometimes.
Hair.
No,
I didn't really follow her. In fact, I'm not even sure if I do now. But I know I get her tweets every now and then.
I stalk her.
I don't know.
Stop it, guys.
You know. I try to fight, but
it always gets here. How do we always get to this point?
I wasn't talking about
it's
you.
Respect.
Is it respect?
I was like,
you guys, you have no idea how beautiful she is.
Do I follow you? Do I really follow you? I don't know.
Cliff Central can be found on Google Maps.
Stop selling me, York.
She's I'm
not a business opportunity.
She's posted something really amazing about you. Yeah.
What? Oh, God.
Our amazing well of wisdom.
When? You were not even tweeting.
I
was imagining you two would be like not even concentrating on the talk and tweeting wildly and so forth. Guys, that's absolutely... They're actually concentrating on me. This is so flattering.
No, it's just she had a phone in front of her, like looking at Jamie now again. No, but we love having you in studio. This has been an amazing chat.
It's so much fun. Yeah.
I always want to try it. Siri? Siri?
No, it's not doing anything.
You have to like actually press the button first.
What did you want to ask my Siri to do? Like unveil all my pictures.
But this is my my suggestion is also start following, even if it may not be the most interesting to you specifically, follow at least one person from every country in Africa. It's not difficult to find.
Okay. Mm.
Get different. Get an understanding that this is not an island down here. It's a beautiful ecosystem. Mm. And your products may actually be even more interesting to somebody in a different country than they are here.
And and their products might actually be more interesting to us.
Totally.
And there might be that side.
Totally.
And that's very valid. I mean, just what you said now, even in terms of whether you're an entrepreneur or you're a writer or you're like us, you know, you are in radio and media in general, it's always good to see what other people from outside this country are doing, especially on this amazing continent. And it's incredible how people suddenly blossom, you know. I don't want to name drop, but I used to follow, well, I still do, Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh, yes.
And I was just following her, you know, because we would work together. I'm not name dropping.
Complete name drop. All. Okay, go on.
At all. And then she won the Oscar and it was like, oh.
And you felt like so proud.
Thanks to Misha, she won the Oscar.
That's not really. No, that's not where I was going. No,
no.
Won
that's
the Oscar
true.
Because she's amazing.
One important follower, one supporter, who in the times of desperation was
when
there
was
for her and retweeted
movie.
Her.
Exactly, and she was just like feeling down, and I was like, "Just you hang in there, girl. You're amazing. You're going to be brilliant. You're going to be wonderful. You go."
And she
girl.
Was but like, "Thanks, homeboy. See."
Not really. I mean, like, she doesn't really reply to my stuff anymore.
I should have blocked him. But you raise a fascinating point. Guys, and this is a message to all of you who have jobs.
Yes.
Doesn't matter how low, middle, or high income a job you have. Mm. Please support entrepreneurs.
Oh,
and this is what Tumisha was saying about her. Please help them. Open a door for them.
That's right.
Don't ask. Just introduce them. Become their ambassador.
Mm.
Yes.
That's all you need to do.
And that's so
we're
true.
A family.
Yeah. It's so important because I think, you know, when you get one good referral from someone, it's so much easier than just being a cold call, you know, and just knocking on the door.
Hi,
you
my name is, you
so
don't
and
know
so.
Me, but.
Yes, exactly. There's nothing worse than being like, you don't know me, but I got your number from Google.
No.
And they're like, beep, beep, beep. You know, but if you say, York, you know, said this, and then the person's like, oh, he spoke to me, you know, and then already it breaks the ice and you can actually present what you wanted to present, which
and,
is amazing.
And it goes a step further. The person who's introducing, now depends obviously on the circumstances, will know the culture of a company, will know the person you're introducing. So if I sent an email to Candace, she doesn't have much time to read my emails. So she'll probably react better if the whole text is in the subject line. Tumisha, for example, spends his whole day stalking famous movie stars in Africa.
I do.
So he will read the whole IMDb biography.
Yes. Where they live. Where they're most likely to hang out.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you're also in this coffee shop. How funny. No coincidence.
Yeah. But you know what I've noticed, especially about you and Tamar, you realize that a lot of where we're going business-wise is probably going to be online.
Digital,
if you will. I mean, both of you are in a digital space. Do you think that is one of the biggest ways to, you know, I don't even know how to ask this, but that is the next big thing. That's the next goal.
I'm the wrong one to ask. So I don't understand technology. So for me, technology is a tool.
Yes.
Okay. It's a tool to achieve something. I believe people do business with people. Technology is an enabler.
Okay.
So what Tamar is with her as a background, Tamar has the world's biggest portal for sensuality.
Yes. Mm.
And what she's doing there is offering nothing more than a platform to start the uncomfortable conversation, the discussions, the journeys of discovery.
Mm.
What we offer is nothing more than a matchmaking, a dating between
a dating
businesses.
Service for businesses, which no one has
That's
actually
like
quite
perfect.
Done. I mean, and like people do business with people. But people need to meet people somewhere.
Yeah,
and nowadays we're not necessarily going to meet at a bar. This is where we're going to meet.
Well, and it goes a little bit further. So for example, Anke and I believe very firmly that the days of LinkedIn, the days of match of a website for a business is actually irrelevant. Because it's a polished presence that you have, but it doesn't tell what you're actually working on right now. Okay. We live in a society which has a lot of pressures, and time is a new resource, a scarce resource at that. So we want to chat and say, okay, what are you working on now? Cool, let's work on it together. I don't want to spend 8 months back and work on the relationship building.
I love it. York, you've been so fun, but now I want to go to the fun stuff. Do you still have like business questions?
No, not really. I'm businessed out. I want to go nap after that.
I'll give you the website later.
Go ahead.
No, you can give us the website. Okay. I still want to speak about your Instagram page. Like, you've got one of the best Instagrams ever. Because for someone who's not technological, he's got like a great eye for photography.
One second, I'm deleting my naked pic.
Don't. I'm going on it now. Don't do it.
Okay. He's got like one naked picture and it's a gem. You should find that.
He's quite a large man, actually.
Wait, she saw my duck on Instagram.
Oh, wow. That's a massive duck.
Do you want to rub my duck? What are you talking about, guys? It's an Instagram. It's a duck.
Yeah, I see that.
I don't think I
know what he means. It's just he's Swiss. So
I know. It just makes it sound even.
I do not understand.
He doesn't mean a furry creature.
A duck is a duck is a duck.
That,
okay?
That floats. Wow.
You should see his whole Instagram page. He's got like, your Instagram page is so beautifully crafted almost. It's like, do you intentionally?
No, I don't have a clue what I'm doing. No, but
he really does.
So this goes back to the discussion we had before about about opening one's eyes.
Yes.
So there's a lot of people around the world who love Africa, but they actually have no idea what life means on the ground.
Yeah.
So all I do is I take random snapshots of this beautiful place that we live in.
Yeah.
Whether it's the guy on the corner of a street who's actually an unbelievable chap to speak to, if you actually took the time to sit down with him in a couple of minutes. There's unbelievable, beautiful moments, and I'm just trying to capture and share them with the world. But it's not a professional. I wouldn't even know.
Where does your perspective come from? Yes.
Here's what's really amazing. Okay. I just opened up York's page, and you know Takani?
Yes, she used to be my business partner.
I went to school. Well, I didn't go to school with. She went to the girls' school. I went to the boys' school.
You're kidding.
I'm telling you, I've known her for like for years and
she's
years.
She's one of the most incredible human beings on this
planet.
She's
so sweet. I haven't seen her in forever, though.
Takani, you know Cliff Central? You can find her on Google Maps.
I hope she's listening.
I love how you're just giving everyone the location.
Yeah.
Just everyone. Look, you can find us on Google Maps, guys. So if anyone's planning on kidnapping me after the show, please don't. I eat a lot. I've got a lot of demands.
And she likes
speak a lot. I'm not a worthy kidnapping victim. No. I'm just
really
saying.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
She's all right. Don't give her a big head.
Oh, stop. You can't be the only one with an ego. Like last week, our guest was flirting with him. And he was flirting back.
Oh, was she flirting with him?
Is that the body shaming episode?
Yes.
Who was she? What? Or he?
She.
Or she?
She.
Sorry. It could be he or she or anything in between.
I don't mind.
It could
really.
Be. No, he was in seventh heaven.
Oh, I was.
Yeah, his ego was getting like stroked.
She was really great though.
He stole.
What did she say?
She was just like, you know, oh my gosh, you know, coming from you, it's so amazing. And he was like, oh my God, coming from me, it's so amazing.
Wow. This is so fascinating what you're saying. Gosh.
Look at him blushing. Oh, wow. He's like York. Blushing away.
When you look at me like that.
I know,
you know?
He's got that puppy dog.
Wow. I'm like, take me. Take me right
don't
now.
Don't stop. Stop it.
I'm doing this one.
What
button.
Is it with naked men in studio?
Shall we strip?
Yeah, let's strip. Let's strip right now.
No, guys.
Okay,
I'm taking a picture.
We're doing this naked. The rest of the show is going to be naked.
Do you have underwear on?
Let me just check.
You guys think I'm joking.
Is it a good underwear?
These people are like...
You got gray on? I got gray. You got black?
I got black.
I don't know if people want to see this.
I got gray.
He's got boxer shorts.
Where's boxer shorts?
I got boxer briefs.
Guys,
the
they
thing.
Genuinely like...
Wait, I'm coming
stripped.
Around.
No!
Oh, gosh. Okay,
we're doing this.
Yes. This is gonna go I'm gonna post this on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
I don't know
and
what
everything
came
in
over
between,
me. We were having
naked
a business
men.
Conversation.
Wow. And yes. I just got bombarded by nakedness, people.
This is not a sex talk. Sex talk is tomorrow.
York, please give people your website because now I can't speak. Like Cliff Central is judging. I'm sitting here traumatized.
Right, this went in a direction.
Wow.
By the way, I can confirm, but neither of us have small egos.
York, I don't know what I was thinking.
I'm so traumatized.
You started it. He's got a shirt saying "Ultimate Bri Master." What the?
I'm so sorry.
Guys, in studio.
I didn't know anyone was going to see that. That's
I took pictures of everything. York, give us your website, please.
So it's www.jointheequation.com.
www.jointheequation.com.
Correct. It's free of charge. If you're a business, if you've got an idea, if you want me to help you find business partners, funding, or opportunities to grow your business, go on that.
And on Facebook, it's
York. I don't.
You don't? Instagram, it's York Zucki,
Z-U-C-C. Yeah, it's York.Zucki, Z-U-C-C. I'll tweet in it.
Please.
I've got a lot of photos from Candace's phone.
Okay, thank you so much, York. This was a fun show.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for what you're doing for a lot of people and a lot of subjects and
Candace,
themes.
I don't know what took
over
me. I just hope you're still here next week.
I don't know. if anyone is hiring... I'm your girl. Just tweet me.
Yeah, she might never come back again. I'm sorry. It wasn't my idea, but it was great.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.